We're doing brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. If you find the Rebbe in parentheses about 8 lines into where the lines get wide, so it says Rebbe in parentheses, and then you go down another 4 lines, it says Rav Simi Bar Ukva. So Rav Simi Bar Ukva, Da'amri Lamar Ukva, Havashrech Kamid Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. One of these two frequently learned before Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. V'avem Sader Agadita Kamid Rav Shua Ben Levi. He learned his Agadita in front of Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Amar Lei, so he said to him, Mai Dichtiv Bachi Nafshi, Hashem Chol Kavai Shem Kodesho. What does it mean, my soul blesses Hashem and all my innards His holy name? Amar Lei, Boresh Lok Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midat Basav Adam. Come and see that the way of God is not like the way of man. Midat Basav Adam Tzatzua Al Gabei HaKotel V'Neu Yecholatil Baruch Hu Nishema Kibayim V'Nei Me'ayim. The way of man is that when he draws a figure on the wall, he can't stick into that finger a spirit and a neshama, intestines and innards. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Inochen. But God isn't like that. Tzatzua B'toch Tzura. God has infinite shapes within shapes. U'metil Baruch Hu Nishema Kibayim V'Nei Me'ayim. Within those shapes, he has a shape within a shape, and he puts into these shapes a spirit, a neshama, innards, and intestines. V'hainu damra chana, that's what Chana said in her song, en kadosh kashem ken biltecha ven tzur kelokeinu. There is none that are holy like you, for none can wear you down, and there is no rock like our God. Ma en tzur kelokeinu, what do you mean there's no rock like our God? En tzayal kelokeinu, she meant there's no artist like our God. That Hashem, he's the artist that draws drawings within drawings. The human body is drawings within drawings. Maiki en biltecha, what did she mean? You can't wear him down. Amar Yehuda ben Manasseh, al tikri en biltecha, le'en levalotcha. En biltecha literally means there are none other than you. Rav Yehuda ben Manasseh is the one that taught us, don't read it as en biltecha, there are none other than you, but rather en levalotecha, we cannot wear you down. Shelok midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat pasav adam. The way of God is not like man. Midat pasav adam ase adam mevalin oto. The way of man is that he can create things and they wear him down. They outlive him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevalei ma'asav. And God wears his creations down, but he doesn't get worn down. He is eternal and we are not. So he said to him, okay, that's a very nice pshat, but that wasn't what I meant to ask. What I meant to ask was, Hani Chamisha Barchi Nafshi Keneged Miyamaran David. When David said 5 times Barchi Nafshi, what did it correspond to? Lo Amaran Ela Keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keneged Neshama. He said it corresponding to none other than God and corresponding to the Neshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Ol HaAlam, just as God is throughout the world, Af Neshamam Leat Kol HaGuf, so too the Neshama is throughout the body. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Roeh Ve'Eino Nireh, just as God sees but cannot be seen with the naked eye, Af Neshama Roeh Ve'Eino Nireh, so too the Neshama also sees but cannot be seen with the naked eye. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zan Et Kol HaOlam Kulo, just as God gives sustenance to the whole world, Af neshama zana et kol haguf, so too the neshama gives sustenance to the body. Ma kadosh baruch hu tahor, just as God is pure, Af neshama tora, so the neshama is pure as well. Ma kadosh baruch hu yishev b'chadrei chadrim, God is in hiding, so to speak, is like in a room within a room, Af neshama yishev b'chadrei chadrim, so too the neshama is like in hiding, like a room within a room. Yavo mish yesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu. So what King David was alluding to is that the neshama has these 5 aspects that correspond to God. These are 5 aspects that are godly. They are unique to God. And here the neshama mimics God in a certain respect. So let the neshama that has these 5 aspects come, v'yishabech, and give praise l'mish yesh bo chamisha dvarim alalu, to the one blessed be he who has these 5 attributes.